Okay, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com right here inside the Quicken Loan Studios as we continue to break down some of the NBA's biggest winners in free agency. And of course, one of those teams that made quite a splash in 2014 and the summer worth remembering is the Dallas Mavericks. It is time now to head to Dallas. We're going to visit with our friends from RF Sports and rfsports.com who's been tracking those Mavericks very, very closely. And that is Rodney Fisher. Good evening, Rodney.
Good evening.
Well, I am confident you're all smiles after some of those savvy moves and those calculated risks that certainly paid very big dividends for the Mavericks. So what's the buzz up there?
Oh, the buzz is incredible. It's starting out with getting Tyson Chandler back in the fold, having him come back to Dallas. That's been a huge, big uplift for all the Maverick fans. Then, of course, getting Chandler Parsons in a great deal by Mark Cuban. Any additions they made on top of that. So the mood is very, very high for Maverick fans. And of course, we're going to see the benefits, hopefully, once the season starts.
Well, yes, in my estimation, the Mavericks certainly one of the winners in free agency. And Rodney, I really believe this is going to be a roster that's going to surprise a lot of folks. And I'm not just talking about in the Western Conference. Overall, they're going to take care of some business.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think they did two great things. One, really gave another offensive weapon for Dirk to have with Chandler Parsons. And then, of course, showing up the defense by bringing in Tyson Chandler as a defensive stopper in that starting lineup. And I think they did some great things in terms of getting the bench back where they needed it to be. If you think about that 2011 team that won, one of the things that they really had that no one talks about is the great bench play for some of the veterans that they brought in,
Yeah. Like
Peja Stojanović and also Deshaun Stevenson, players like that that they had that they could rely on to come in and give them that good 10 minutes, 12 minutes of basketball play, especially in the playoffs. And being so close to going to Game 7 with San Antonio, they knew that they had a chance to catch this window with Dirk in his last couple of years to really have a special team. And they made some great improvements to the roster overall. Like you said, I hope it pays out big for them.
Well, of course, when you reflect back on that 2011 team, that world championship, it was a team that had a tremendous amount of depth. And as you're talking about Mark Cuban and Donnie Nelson, they really get the gold star because they achieved those off-season objectives. What else do they need to accomplish before the start of the season?
Well, I think right now they need time to gel. They got to figure out a way to incorporate all these different players and get them on the same page. Also, too, they have to make a decision on what they're going to do with their young players like Ricky Lito, Gal Mekel, who both played in the summer league,
okay,
and try to figure out how they can kind of incorporate them into this mix, or would they be a part of this team. I think also, too, they need to add a few more pieces or even make a sure decision on Sean Marion, who we hope has a chance to come back, although reports say he won't. But make a decision on him and also see if they can bring in a couple of more players just to fill out the roster and make it competitive going into training camp.
Okay, we're in Dallas, Texas, going one-on-one with Rodney Fisher from RF Sports, rfsports.com. And, Rodney, what kind of improvement might we anticipate going into next year? Of course, in the regular season, the Mavericks, 49 wins, and they push the Spurs to that playoff brink, elimination brink of a seven-game series. What can we look for?
Well, I could definitely look for them being a 50-win team for sure with this roster if everyone stays healthy, of course. I can see them definitely being another playoff team, and that says a lot for a Western Conference team to even make the playoffs with some of the improvements that other teams have made. But I think they're going to really be a surprise team, and depending on where they finish in the Western Conference, I can see them getting past even the first round of playoffs. They took the championship team to seven games with a roster that was not as good as the one they have now. And if they can move up in position to get out of that 8th seed and get into a 5 or 6 seed, they have a great chance of advancing past the first round of the playoffs. And for the Mavericks, you have to know that if they get in the playoffs, anything can happen. We saw that 2011 team, and we didn't know they're going to make it all the way to a final, let alone finally win a final over the Miami Heat. And if they can get into the playoffs, anything can happen at that point.
And, of course, last year the Mavericks were one of the top offensive teams in the league. And when you have a roster comprised of players like Dirk, Monte Ellis, and now the addition of Chandler Parsons, that is a very impressive big three in its own right. And I can promise you they're going to have teams scrambling and on their heels defensively.
Yeah, I would agree with that. They also added Aminu from New Orleans yesterday or this week. And he's a defensive player, not an offensive guy at all, but he plays great defense. He can guard people at the four and at the three as well. So we know he's going to come in and play a big role on this team. And Rick Carlisle, of course, does a great job of putting guys in position to succeed. They've been talking with Jameer Nelson. He could be a veteran presence as well. So I like the mix of what they're doing. They're putting together a right kind of roster that can win now, especially with Dirk and him being such a good player and a good real mentor to these guys by taking such a low deal for 3 years that ensures that they can be competitive for the next 3 years as well.
And they're putting together a roster, assembling a roster that has got a lot more youth that's infusing that. We're obviously seeing that with Chandler Parsons. I mean, the guy is only 25.
Right. And he's ready. And, you know, he's so excited. I remember covering him last year. I went down to a Rockets game. And,
okay.
And he was just so excited about playing this season, especially his first season with Dwight Howard and with James Harden. And for him to average 16 points on that team, a team that, let's just say, doesn't share the ball very well, a high-performing offensive team, for him to average 16 points, not coming to Dallas and being a big focal point of that offense outside of Dirk, he's got a chance to really, really shine and really put his stamp on his career.
Well, there's so many things to love about him in terms of his versatility, just that combination with him and with Dirk. But when you look ahead, Rodney, could he be the face of this franchise? I mean, what is your belief in terms of that?
That's the big question mark, is can he live up to that $45 million? Can he be the guy that can be the one that gets the torch from Dirk to kind of take this team into the future? He has the opportunity. He has a season at this point for himself. Does he have the skill set to do it? I believe he does. He can shoot outside. He can go to the hole if he needs to. He can be a great team player. He can be a big ambassador off the court as well. Really, the ball is in his court, so to speak, to see if he wants to take that challenge. And Dirk is a good mentor to help him elevate his game to that level. So I think he can be, and it just kind of remains to be seen what he's going to do and how quickly he can do it.
Well, he's got that youth, the scoring, the versatility. But one of the things that's been observable, this is a guy that's got a lot of charisma. He's got a dynamic personality, and I think he's going to be able to recruit and attract other big-time free agents.
That's going to be the goal. I mean, when they signed that deal with him and made that offer sheet for him before free agency really began, the one move that Mark Cuban did to kind of stir the pot a little bit so we could finally get some deals done. By making that commitment like he did, that really said a lot about what they think he's capable of doing and what they expect from him as well. So if he can continue to play into that role and fit the way he needs to fit with this team, the sky's the limit for Chandler.
Okay, Rodney Fisher is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, having a wonderful conversation. In fact, we were talking about his Dallas Mavericks, and we want to hear from you at Twitter, at @eRadioSports. And just a couple more hits on Chandler Parsons. I mean, I'd mentioned that he's only 25, now going to be under an elite coach like Rick Carlisle's system. That, to me, is going to be really fascinating to watch how he is going to evolve. And, you know, Coach Carlisle, throughout the years, has really proven his ability to grow up and to mature young players. And I think his system tailors his game beautifully.
Yeah, I would agree with that. If you look at what he's done with just Monte Ellis in a short period of time, and this is a guy that we didn't know how he was going to act when he came to Dallas. We've heard different things about him in the locker room and how he's worked with different coaches over his career. We didn't know if he's going to really be able to tame himself from shooting the ball so much. And we saw his elevation of his game just in one season last year, in the playoffs especially, where he was able to be that 1-2 punch with Dirk, and he's really played a more controlled game, but he's also been able to score when he needs to score. And just by judging from that, what Rick has been able to do, we know what he can do with Chandler Parsons, a guy that every coach has always said he's one of those players that likes to practice, likes to understand the game. He's, of course, going to be a part of the USA national team, so he's going to be working with good coaches there as well. So he's got a huge opportunity here, and Rick knows that.
You know, also with the Mavericks, you know, they would not have been able to make that move and to be able to acquire Chandler Parsons without Dirk taking a big pay cut in order to be able to build up their roster. I mean, you really got to tip your hat to him. And it's just that type of loyalty just to see that from Dirk and even from Timmy Duncan with San Antonio.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what else can Dirk do to prove that he is the greatest Maverick? I mean, not only does he bring a championship to town, he spends his whole career here, takes a very, very admirable deal to keep the team competitive over the next 3 years. I mean, this guy here has got to be the face of not just the Mavericks here in Dallas, but the face of Dallas sports, period, for what he's been able to do. And I think they can't thank him enough. Number one, I look forward to hopefully having a big statue of Dirk on one leg, leaning back in front of the AAC, because that's what he's done for this franchise and for this city.
Listen, you be safe, and we will talk to you again real soon. Thank you, Rodney.
Thank you.
Much more straight ahead at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.